spoons and forks and all
what
that.
What do you call the cloth you use to dry them with?
Huh?
What do you call the cloth that you use to dry them with?
What you dry them with?
When the dry them is a dish towel. A big towel. Dish towel. Yeah, and that dish towel got wet. You threw it in the laundry bag, you had a bag, and you took another one. You know, it'd get wet if you had a lot to dry. It wouldn't dry good.
What would you call the cloth that you used to wash your face with?
Well, when I was a boy, we used to wash them with octagon soap. Of course, now and then they got all kinds of soap. Man. I mostly use Zest soap now. Of course, I have used octagon soap. And then...
Did you use something to wash it with? Did you use a cloth?
Yeah, cloth.
What did you call it?
Washcloth.
Did you call it washcloth?
I had a washcloth and then your towel. And you know, they'd go to the stores and then they didn't have any towels like they got now. You'd go buy cloth and hem them. One of the old machines is right in there, sewing machine. You ever seen the old sewing machine?
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's one of the old things my wife used to have.
And she made her own thing.
Oh, yeah. She could make her dresses and she made all of her children's clothes. My youngest daughter, she works in a dress shop now. When her children go to school, she goes and works and she can make anything. Make all kind of needlework and she can knit. And I saw her making a belt for her sister-in-law, Jean's wife, down here when we went down to visit about 3 weeks ago. We went down to Jacksonville to visit him, and she sat down there. They got this twine. They got red and yellow and purple twine and all, and she was naked about that high and made her a belt out of that. And I watched her sitting there. She just sat like that, and she wasn't no time before she'd have the blue out and the red out and all, and about that wide when she got through with it. Yeah, and she can make sweaters and all that. Now, I had a shawl, but I give it to my daughter that my grandmother made. It was a beautiful thing. But the knitting, it was kind of open. It was a black shawl. And that shawl is real old. And the one out of the flower shop, I give it to her. It got so old till it got a few little holes, few little stitches got broke. But that was made by hand. Then they make dresses. She makes Edith's dresses and makes dresses for Evelyn and all. And I don't know what she's doing in that dress shop. She might be designing, and she's a good artist. See that rose up there?
Mm-hmm.
She painted that.
Oh, she did.
She drew it and painted. She can take a pencil and sketch that off. She can sketch you off and then get the paint and paint you just as pretty. Now she painted. They spent their vacation on old Fort Clinchow in Fernandina in that park there, and she drew that old fort with the water out, and it looked so natural. And I thought she'd gonna give it to me, but she had it home. But she had that, even that swell, you know, she had that, this is perfect. A little white forming swells out in front of the fort. And then she, when she's in Gainesville, when she, well, when she,